Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But first, I want to say this to our listeners in New Orleans. I'll give a shout out to Leo and Sandy DeJesus, yes, who are living right in Gretna on the edge of the Mississippi. I mean, you could see the Mississippi at the foot of their house, just right on the other side of the levee there, that they have 24 inches of rain, and Isaac continues to pour rain and hover over New Orleans. And you have to understand New Orleans. New Orleans, imagine a bowl of your cereal, you know, and then lands all around the outside of your bowl. It's a hole. It's a bowl. Mm-hmm. And that it's not good when you keep pouring milk in your cereal bowl. Eventually, it just overflows. And there are 24 inches of rain, and it continues to come. Continues to come. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
It is totally amazing what's taking place. And so I just want to encourage you this morning to pray for New Orleans. Pray for the church in New Orleans. Pray for the people in New Orleans. Pray that God would cause this storm to move on, you know, and that it would stop, and the rain would just stop, and the water would go away. But I really believe, you know, prophetically, because we're always not only looking at the truth, but we're finding out, shining the light of God's word on that truth to find out what the perspective is. And in that, you know, I can't help but understand and see where originally when Katrina hit, because we were part of the five hurricanes when they came, and we were recipients of the destruction, and we walked through the destruction, where I saw a lady standing on a slab in Biloxi, I believe it was, or Waveland, maybe.
Yeah.
She's standing on the slab of her house, and everything is just down to rubble, like it's been crushed, and she's crying in the middle of all that, of course, and there's nothing you can say about that. I mean, there's nothing. You can't replace. I mean, it's just brokenness, and we're still scarred, you know, in our hearts from that, and we'll carry that scar to eternity, I believe, because of the pain and the suffering, and you can't fix it. You just can't. Yeah. All you can do is just kind of bandage the wound, but there's still a wound there. All you can do is, you know, build something new. But all your treasures and all of her pictures and stuff that she was trying to pick her pictures and you know, things that mean something to you.
Yeah.
You know, there is something more valuable than money.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw this morning there's still 800,000 people without electricity.
Wow.
And just having gone through that, you know, you have small children and just the heat and just the mosquitoes and all the things that happen right now.
Well, that's huge. The West Nile virus, you know, which is kicking up a huge notch. Yeah. And Louisiana is one of them. And we have the greatest outbreak in the history of America since we've been keeping record of the West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's outbreaks in Louisiana is one of the main ones.
Yeah.
And so we just need to even pray about that, you know, as well, that would stop. But understand there's no air conditioner, therefore you got to open the windows up, and then you got the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
food, that, you know, things to eat and drink are scarce at times like that. It's just a tough time. And having gone through it, you have a sense of
empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Empathy. Absolutely. But I do want to say prophetically, you know, shining the light of God's word on this, looking at God's perspective is that this, it's not just New Orleans. This is Americans.
Yes.
You understand it. This is Americans that are experiencing this pain. This is Americans that are being flooded out right now. This is Americans. It was Americans that lost all their homes through the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, horrific, you know, tornadoes. It's Americans that experienced Katrina and Ivan and all those things. And you understand this is, we can't just compartmentalize a nation and say, oh, that's them. This is what, you know, they tried to do this with Jesus. They said, Jesus, is the reason why these towers fell on these people, is it the reason why they fell, is it because they were evil?
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't even go there. He just goes, listen, unless you repent, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if all the things, you know, what's it to you? He's saying, this is all of us. This is a message to all of the towers falling was to all of us that life's not forever.
That's right.
And when the 9/11 happened, that was not something against the people and the building in 9/11. That's horrific loss. They're Americans.
Right.
That was a message to all of us from our God that he could lift his hand of protection. And then came Katrina and the gross, slow, progressive devastation, because the hurricane actually hit in Waveland, but the dikes or the dams or the levees broke in New Orleans, and then the flood, because it's a bowl, the water started coming out. It wasn't the winds that hit New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It was just the rain that hit New Orleans. So here we are with the rain again, you know, coming in there. Waveland was flat. Mm-hmm. And but when Katrina means purity or
cleansing,
you know, and you know, I believe the Lord was saying to us as the church, you know, we need to deal with our sin. We need to deal with our heart, you know, because America has been hit. Our brothers have been devastated, and we're watching them stranded in the streets and stranded in the Superdomes. They were not African Americans that were crying out. They're Americans that were crying out. This is us. You know, when you saw the law enforcement in New Orleans looting the stores in uniform, that wasn't New Orleans law enforcement. That was America. That's American law enforcement that was in there looting the stores. God was showing us a picture of what can happen if we don't deal with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we're the human race. You know, God loves us all. We're, you know, we're all the same, as we learned about how dealing with God. God says, you know, that the rich man and the Lazarus, God's made them both.
That's
you know, and understanding that he's the maker of all of us. And so, but we didn't respond. As a matter of fact, Mayor Nagin stood up in front of all the world and he cussed God's name. He used God's name in vain, and he credited that for them getting help down there.
Yes.
And not only that, he comes to a meeting where John and I were at, and he calls a group of ministers together, and he's going to share his story.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't in New Orleans, we were somewhere else. And then he comes to talk, and he invited a group of Christian ministers, and he bragged about cussing God's name in vain, using God's name in vain. I was shocked. And not only shocked, I was shocked about the applause that came from the church that said, he just cursed your God.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's giving credit to scripture that he read that led him on the pathway back. Anyway, listen, that was Katrina, and we didn't change. As a matter of fact, we became more demanding, and things happened. And so now here we are, you know, all this thing has happened. We're days away. We're going to talk about today of our president bringing an Antichrist religion on the stage of the Democratic National Convention for 3 days. They say that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. It's Islam. And they're going to promote it for 3 days. In the context of the people that you're going to find out that they're bringing, that's part of the organization, they're part of bringing the Muslim Brotherhood to America.
Wow.
You're going to be shocked at some things you're going to hear today. But this is not, it's not even about him, or it's not about Islam. It's about us, the church.
That's right.
He says, when I fashion a sword against you, when I bring a sword against my people, if you don't warn them, then that's what we're doing. You know, we're letting you know. You know, but we can. He warns us because it is. We can respond. We can change. And when now we have Isaac coming in, and the immediate word was, and you can see this on the VFN torch or on your highlights. Go to your highlights now. You can see them. Is that it was a warning shot fired over the bow of America, a ship's front end of a ship, which is a warning, and it didn't hit the ship. But where does it end up? It just covers the very same territory that all five hurricanes, including Katrina, hit. Did you notice that?
Wow.
All five of them, because nobody knew if they were going to experience what we experienced in the past.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it goes, and Isaac, the name means laughter, where Katrina means
cleansing and purity.
Cleansing and purity. Isaac means laughter. Well, you got to go to, you know, Hurricane Isaac, a warning shot fired over the bowel of America, and read that Proverbs chapter 1. Where it talks about God will laugh at our disaster,
right?
You know, and that we don't have. This is all warnings. We can respond right now. You need to get this. No, share this on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Get your family and friends. Get people that are in your gathering. I don't care if you're in a mega gathering or you're in a micro gathering or if you're in a coffee shop. Tell them they have to subscribe. They need to subscribe now to VFN. Download the VFN TV app, watch it online, whatever you got to do on your iPad or whatever, and start listening to these prophetic words. They're available now on your app. The prophetic words are there. We have things in the VFN torch for you. We have in VFN TV talking very specifically about this. This very Islam that our president, Barack Obama, is bringing on the stage of the DNC, and that's Democratic National Convention. He's over, by the way. The president's over the Democratic National Convention, whoever the... Anyway, so... That they have a strategy. They have a strategy. What God has revealed to us, what God's revealed to John Paul Jackson, what God's revealed to ministers around the nation, they have a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And even Louis Farrakhan knows it.
That's
even
right.
Louis Farrakhan did the check, and you can see this on VFN TV. You go to VFNTV.com and watch. You know, God does speak. For God does speak. You can listen right now to a prophetic conversation from ministers around America, and you want to hear it before it happens. You don't want to hear. You don't want VFN TV to be a history channel for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be a prophetic warning that you can respond to and get everybody. Listen, instantly, we can have everybody if we desire to. If a YouTube video of a cat. Doing something funny, you know, gets over, you know, 500 million hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, you know, mm-hmm. can get over a billion of views, then we can instantly have America hear this prophetic warning. But will you warn them? Will you give them access? This hurricane right now, this hurricane laughter, Hurricane Isaac, is hovering over New Orleans, the very place where, you know, that we were supposed to respond as we as Americans were getting hit by this Hurricane Katrina, which means to cleanse and to purify, and we didn't do it.
Right.
We just continued on and just did what we did and did more of what we did.
And building and bringing it back, you know. We've heard so many from feedback and comments from our VFN radio listeners, and I want to encourage, partner with us. You know, you're being stirred up and you're being encouraged by this word, and you are want to hear the prophetic warnings, you can partner with us by doing just as Greg just said. Continue to share it on your Facebook. Download the app, write a review, and let's continue to share this word all over the world.
Yes, yes. And that's it. You know, if we do share, if we do warn, he says their blood won't be on our hands. And understand, we're not just talking about, you know, what's about to happen and what we can change from happening, but we're also have a conversation about being the church.
Yes.
That we can be the church again. God wants his church back. He doesn't care where it meets, but he wants it to be his.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He doesn't care where it meets and what it meets in. He just wants his church back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.